the drug activity. The most recent one was late Saturday night, Sunday morning down on State Street. It was a commercial building. Just got finished with the investigation on it today in conjunction with the Indiana State Fire Marshal. It was also ruled arson. Subsequently, with the amount of fires that we have had, we've had some major repairs to some of our apparatus also. Ladder 3 just finished with nozzle repair on it. Rescue 1 has had breaks and a couple minor repairs done with it. And through the job, you know, we break axes and pike poles and things like that, so we've had numerous repairs on items such as that. We also had to replace a vent saw, which is more or less a chainsaw that was over 20 years old. Had to replace it today, and I've contacted Plymo Vent, who is the local representative for our exhaust systems for our trucks. We've got to the point where we've got to bring them in to do some preventive maintenance, just a safety issue. Last Saturday, the guys assisted the Rotary Club down on Leicester Square, putting up the new fire truck playground for the kids. It's neat. If you haven't had a chance to see it, it's something really nice to go look at. And other than that, that's pretty much been our month of March. Questions?
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks.
Next is City Inspector.
City Inspector, last month, Board of Works meeting to today, we had 47 violations and 8 bills sent out. Kind of update on our demolition on the houses. I got the title work they're doing at this time. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we'll get them all back. Then also, we had Barry Longus and Neff do the APA survey for environmental, right. And that's done.
And that was a state deal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So once I get that the title work back, then we'll start trying to get the properties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, Phil. Next, we'll move to Steve Beeman. I know it says animal shelter, but she's sick.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. This weekend, as Chief said, I want to thank Chief for the firemen coming out. Mr. Blinn was there. The Rotary was nice enough to help us purchase a piece of playground equipment for Leicester Square. It's a fire truck. We started putting that in. I think we're probably about 3/4 of the way. It should be put in the rest this week, and then you may help me on the time. Next Saturday is a dedication at 10 a.m.
Right.
Out at Leicester Square for this piece, so I'd like to invite everyone, and I'm sure the Rotary would enjoy that also. April the 4th is the Kiwanis Easter Egg Hunt that we've partnered with for many years. We've got 6,000 eggs that we will hide in 4 age groups at Gregg Park. Registration's at 10 o'clock. The Easter Egg Hunt starts at 11. Flyers, we're going out to the schools today. We usually have a very large crowd, over 300 or 400 kids each year. April 24th is Arbor Day. The tree board, along with the class for the Vincennes Community School Corporation, will be planting a tree out at Gregg Park on that day. It's a Friday in the morning. They'll be having lunch with those kids. Talk to Ryan Lau with the tree board. There'll be more information on that coming out in another couple weeks. May 2nd is the Burkhart Citywide Cleanup. The Parks Department has always provided the trash bags and the refreshments for all the teams. This is a great undertaking that we're very happy that Tony Burkhart and his staff have done for their at least 10 years now that I've been here. They give $10 per bag. They always have 15 to 20 teams, it seems like. And I believe that's all.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. And Danny.
Gentlemen, Danny Wilson, Cemetery. Got a road on my hand here, so I'm on my notes here. We got 17 funerals so far in the month of March and 57 year-to-date. Just gearing up for the springtime, getting ready to put our part-time help on, and looking forward to another wonderful spring and summer. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Danny. Okay, old business. Vincent's Fire Department proposed ambulance service. Justin Lowe.
Justin Lowe, Vincent's Firefighters.
So it's my understanding there's a lot of confusion with whose numbers to believe, especially pertaining to the startup costs and the operations. This is not our intention at all. I understand that confusion in these numbers only make things more difficult and just add frustration. So instead of arguing back and forth till we're blue in the face, I would like to propose that this board commissions a study to be done by an outside agency to look through all the numbers and get back with us. But it's also my opinion that these studies can also be very misleading depending on how the question is asked to them. And in this case, the study could show that we would take a substantial loss early on if they show exuberant cost of equipment that would have all the bells and whistles that, quite honestly, we don't need, especially in the startup phase. So if it is your guys' will to do this study, I'd like to propose some questions that keeps things specific and neutral.
So who would pay for the study? That would be up to us to pay for a study?
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Legitimate
question.
We don't have the money to, but I'd be.
So, you have an idea of what the cost is involved in?
I've seen past studies. I'm not a big fan of studies myself, but I know boards and councils like them. So if that's the way you guys want to look at it, I stand behind my numbers 110%. Mm. But if you guys want a study to look at and you feel that it's unbiased, then if that makes you guys feel more comfortable, then I'm all for it, and I would completely stand behind it with proposed questions that.
And again, do you know what cost
you
of
have, other you have any
No,
idea
I don't. I don't. And that's why, that's why the questions need to be very specific, because this is the taxpayers' money.
Right.
And personally, I don't like them. I'm conservative in nature as well. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I appreciate your interest in trying to get to some objective data.
And Justin, I met with Justin last week, I guess it was, yeah, and we talked quite a bit about it. And personally, I had some concerns, and I shared those with Justin and went through some of them. And we talked about some of the things that, just overall cost in the beginning. I didn't know when we looked at the initial proposal, I didn't see some things like insurance and how that would affect it. And one of my biggest ones is a private citizen having a business going against a public entity, and I do have some concerns about that as too. So we talked about that, and Justin was trying to get some information together, but I think we've got to know what that cost is going to be. When we're looking at the budget right now, and we're looking at somewhere between $600 and $1 million to cut out of the budget, taking on additional, not knowing what the expense is going to be, it's very difficult to do that. And I guess my personal opinion on a study is we'd have to know exactly what that's going to be, because I hate to throw good money after bad.
Right.
Yes.
So,
and who do you propose that would do this study?
You guys know the agencies. In my opinion, I think the important thing would be the question that's asked to them, and keep it within that detail. And then the questions I would like to see proposed to them is what revenue would be seen from the first to the fifth years, and how does the annual Medicare reimbursement affect yearly revenue starting in year three? That's very different, I want them to understand that's very different from the day-to-day billing done to Medicare and Medicaid. This is a supplement that is only given to the government-ran ambulances, and it's very substantial, substantial. And then we'd like to see three sets of numbers, one being conservative with your baseline models, a moderate estimate of startup cost, and then a liberal one, if you want to throw in monitors that have Wi-Fi capability and Bluetooth, well, then throw it in there. But I'd like to see all three of them instead of just the most expensive top-of-the-line items. But by no means models that put our citizens at risk. Still good models.
And you don't know any companies or anything that do studies like this?
I'm not a politician. I'm a firefighter, so I don't know that you guys are familiar with them. Maybe some of the council members may be familiar with them. If it costs.
Let's go back to what was your second question?
How does the annual Medicare reimbursement affect yearly revenues starting in year three? Because that Medicare reimbursement starts 18 months after the first annual billing. So if, say you start January, December, in the January 1 following your startup, you submit that to Medicare, and it takes 18 months from that point.
Because you made a comment, like, we need to make sure that whoever's in this study understands that.
Yes, I would.
Whoever does this study needs to understand how to do a study on if a city needs to get an ambulance service. Not, we shouldn't be telling them. They should already know what they're looking at.
Hopefully. But that's very critical because this year, Terre Haute is getting $1.2 million. This is Terre Haute. We're a third of the size of Terre Haute, very similar in run size. So that's a difference of $400,000 if they make sure they get this right. And once it's going in a long-term phase, that's going to be yearly.
Well,
Justin, yeah, so you'd mentioned something about monies being pledged for that. Is that something that you're willing to pledge the money for that study? I come back to, I've got a hard time putting money out for something that I, right now, I do not see the need for this. And that's my personal opinion on it. And we've talked about kind of what that's going to be, but yeah. I hate to see us spend money after something that it's difficult for me to support right now.
The firefighters union, no, we don't. We don't have much of a budget. Most of our budget goes towards the state and national level. But I would say that in a venture like this, when you're looking at revenue yearly in several hundreds of thousands of dollars, that I think it is money well spent, especially on the taxpayers' behalf, if it is, you know, thousands of dollars. And I don't know what the price is, but if you're talking, you know, every year come budget time, it's fire department, layoffs, part-time. You know, if we're looking at something like this where it could resolve some of that, I think that money is well spent.
Dave? Yeah, some of these other.
I know that each fire department with an ambulance does do a financial annual report, and I've gotten a lot of them back and submitted them to the council and board of work. Okay. So if that's what you're referring to, I've already submitted those.
Do you guys want to look at the study or see what this is going to be?
I personally don't.
Right.
If there's another way to get the aid over that.
Spending money.
Yeah. So, you know, I think part of the concerns I have too is the the current timing of this. I mean, the city's looking at potential annexation of a number of properties that are in proximity to the current city limits. I understand that currently we're, you know, locked into legal agreements with the Vincennes Township Fire Department, and our fire department is restricted because it's in a tax base that is declining, and that's part of what affects the budget every year. I understand that because I was on council for 16 years. I guess part of my interest is, you know, what's possible moving forward if we have this additional annexation, or there are other possibilities that might exist between the two departments. I think that's something that we need to explore. I guess the other concern I have is that, you know, if the city subsidizes a department to compete against private enterprise, then, and that private enterprise has to adjust their business accordingly, because, you know, you're basically saying that your fire department would, you know, take some of that business away, then does that compromise those companies' ability to service the rest of the county? So I think that's one issue to look at, just the city, but I think the township and the future city growth of the city and the county are all affected by anything that we decide to do in this regard. So, I mean, that's something else, and I'm cautious about us, you know, moving forward with this project. If there's a way for us to get this data without spending money on a study, you know, I'm willing to entertain us gathering some of that data. I'm not real interested in spending a lot of taxpayers' dollars and forming a study that might end up, again, being sort of a neutral kind of position that kind of leads us back to where we are now.
And I think Justin and I, we discussed some of this, too. He's given us a lot of information, spent a lot of time mm-hmm. by doing
oh,
it.
I appreciate
what he's given us. But for me to say that I could support it at what I've seen to this point, personally, I'm not willing to do that as at this time.
So you want to try to gather more information? Or?
I mean, Dave, is that... Do you think that's an easy thing to do? To
no, I'm more like the Army called a good idea, Terry. Give you a good idea, and then I stand back and watch it. It seems to me these different things I haven't seen.
Right, before. Right. Understand that. And in fairness, Steve has also given us, you know, I mean.
And that's why I want to avoid the confusion. But just to touch on that annexation thing, if that does go through, that only adds to the.
I understand that. I fully understand
that. So that would add runs to it.
And from looking at that, in fairness to what Justin has said, when he brought it before us, we know what we have at the present time. What we're looking for going forward is an unknown. And that's why I think we've got to know what all our expenses are,
right.
What's going to be happening with that. And if we don't know that, then it's a shot in the dark, and we really don't know where we're going from there. And I think it, with the budget that we're looking at right now, I don't think we can afford to miss on
right.
the possibility of putting right. someone out of business or right. reducing their business and bringing on something that's an unknown.
Right.
If I may touch on the business aspect of it, I would say it's not the government's role to compete with private business. I'm conservative, as I stated earlier. If that system is a McDonald's, that's not a big deal. But being that it is an emergency service with our loved ones, with our citizens, I think at that point, if the system is broken, then it is the role of government to step in.
And you think this system's broken? Are you saying
when there's times when there's times now. That when there's times that there is no paramedic level service in the county, I think that does put our county and our city, our citizens, our loved ones at risk.
Justin, what would happen though if, say, the two firefighters that are on that run and we have a major fire? What kind of issues are we going to be dealing with it? Will we be without because we're short-handed
there? You
could be,
but a lot of fire departments do this with. In the case of an initial startup, and this is a proposal, so it would have to work with, I mean, that's operation procedure, so this would have to run through Chief Pinkstaff, so work would have to be done with him. But you can take two guys off that truck to initially work with the firefighters that are fighting the fire, get them back in the ready zone, and then once that fire is put at a level where the chief or the incident commander deems safe, then that ambulance can be put in service. Also, as of now, I mean, mutual aid agreements are done with Knox County EMS. It's done with Gibson. It's done with Pike. There is already mutual aid agreements written and signed in order to help protect.
I think what you're saying, the concern is if two guys are tied up on an ambulance and then there was a fire,
right.
who's at risk?
Because you can now
if, you're, to eight guys.
If you're bringing the, mm-hmm. somebody from another county or someplace else, there's a time
yeah.
factor there as well too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the concern that I've got with
right.
some of that.
It would have to be, that would be an issue that's just worked out as far as policy is concerned and standard operating procedures as well.
Personally, I don't see that a study will help bring me to the point where I can support it. That's my personal. We need that in the form of a motion. I'm willing to put that in the form of a motion.
To not do the study?
To not do the study.
You want to? Do the study look into this more, or?
At this time with the budget concerns and the things that are going on with the annexation, I think there's too many unanswered variables for me to support it in any fashion.
So, I mean, is that is that something we could consider doing? What's the gross timing of the annexation process? We have a ballpark idea of what that's going to take in terms of that's. I mean, last time I was involved with annexation, that was a year and a half kind of.
Trying to go forward, it has to be done by the Q30, and then the waiting period after if the ordinance will pass.
Mm.
I think there's a lot of areas we're going to have to look at when that happens. Mm. And I, if we want to readdress it at that time, I think that I would make the motion till we wait at least till that period of time. I mean, I don't see that I could make a decision myself to support it until that time.
I agree.
I'll make that in the form of a motion.
Okay.
Okay. And you're making a motion just to stop this
until after annexation's over and we can take a look at what's going to happen with the fire department and some of the other areas that's there. And that will give them time to get their information together where we can know a better idea of what the cost and that's going to be.
I'll have that tomorrow for you.
Annex won't be done by tomorrow.
I'll have the numbers for you tomorrow.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Justin. Moving on to new business, first up is Vincennes Senior Service Project Agreement. Nola Davis. And Nola there.
Is somebody here representing Nola or the?
I can tell you
okay.
This is the annual contract that we provide $15,000 to help with Van Gogh. To cut back is $20,000. And the county does the same thing. And the thing about this is when we give our money and the county gives our money, it's matched through grant dollars to help run that program. So, and this is something we do every year.
Right.
So. It is budgeted then?
Yes, yeah. It's in our budget.
Right.
And the reason it didn't come up till now is because we want to make sure that the budgets were.
Correct. Okay. All right. So, Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the contract between the City of Vincennes and the McCormick Senior Center to award a grant in the amount of $20,000.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is no parking signs on Roselian Street, side for tenants at 2003 North 2nd Street. Donna Thomas. You're not Donna.
No, I am Cindy, her daughter. I'm going to represent her.
Okay.
I think we found another alternative.
Okay.
Instead of doing the signs I have talked it over with Phil, and put two spots in the back of the house for just gravel. We're trying to get rid of her rental properties and don't want to dump a whole bunch into anything.
Right. Mm, sure.
Okay.
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 What is great.
They can come off the alley. And she can have two parking spaces there, put some gravel down, and she wouldn't have to pay for the two signs. And
that's similar to the house that's right next door.
Yes.
So. Yep. Okay. we'll just drop this then.
Thank you.
Great, right, thank you. Thanks for coming.
Next is Keep Vincent's Rolling Street Banner, Cheryl Hacker.
Hello. The Keep Vincent's Rolling fundraising ride is coming up on July 18th. The funds raised during this ride go toward education, helmets, the Share the Road signs, and some other bicycling safety efforts. We would like to have some banners put up to promote the ride. We only have one banner, so we've kind of staggered the dates around.
Oh, okay.
As you see in your packet, March 30th through April 15th for Hart Street, April 20th through May 4th on Washington Avenue, then back to Hart Street on May 18th through June 1st, and then back to Washington Avenue June 15th through June 29th.
And I know those are available. Does that fit within the time frame we were talking about as far as the, yeah? Okay.
And I believe that I just need to make the call. Once this is approved, I'll make the call to get the insurance, the proof of insurance on file. So
okay.
They usually wait until they get it approved to kick the insurance in. So
okay, so we're gonna make a motion to approve the hanging of banners at the following location and dates for the Keep Vincent's Rolling, March 30th through April 13th on Hart Street, April 20th through May 4th on Washington Avenue, May 18th through June 1st on Hart Street, and June 15th through June 29th on Washington Avenue.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Next is Salvation Army Bucket Brigade. Lieutenant Curtis Annum. You should have a letter in your packet with the dates.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. What we're requesting is on July 24th and 25th and December 11th and 12th that we're allowed to run a bucket on 15th and Hart Street. And it's been done in the past, and what it's used is going to supplement our yearly budget. It'll be coming to an end in July. And then also in December, it'll help with the Christmas efforts.
Okay. Chief, you have any issue with any of that? Or okay, that's progressive thinking there. We're yes. Way down the line. So. All right, we'll make a motion to approve the use of Bucket Brigade. Do you have titles on those, Lieutenant, as far as... Right idea.
On the Fridays, July 24th and December the 11th, it'll be from 3 to about 7. I don't
okay.
want to be too 3 dark.
3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Right, mm-hmm. Just to so it doesn't get too dark. On the Saturday, we're looking at about 9 to 3.
Okay. So for the following dates, July 24th and December 11th from approximately 3 to 7, and July 25th and December 12th from approximately 9 to 3.
Yes, sir.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck. Next is additional work at 1401 Washington Avenue, and it should be a Melody Lance.
Yes, Melody Lance with Wilcox Environmental Engineering. We're going to be performing 10 soil borings and installing 5 monitoring wells. They'll all be in the grass out of the street or in the alleyways, and the wells will have tops that will be screwed down to and access them in their level with the ground.
Right.
Okay.
And this was, you did similar work around?
Hart Street.
And
mm-hmm.
So they do?
Six.
Yeah, six in Minneapolis, yeah. There at Dogwood maybe. Okay.
Okay. So so we're going to approve the aforementioned work by Wilcox Environmental Engineering for... boring and wells at the attached locations. When does that work commence?
It'll be in the first week in April.
In the first week in April, subject to the city engineer's collaboration.
Right, I think she's already been in talks with.
We've already done it. Okay, so scratch that last line.
I'll second the motion.
All right, he's on board.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
Thanks. And with nothing else, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.